Black and Latino homeowners in Philadelphia continue to get the short end of the stick, an Economy League study claims. Even though home ownership is a key way for communities of color to build wealth, they struggle to get the same access to loans or a fair home appraisal compared with their white counterparts. Some local organizations are working to fix this. WHYY News' Vicky Diaz-Camacho has this report.
Imagine everything you own minus everything you owe. That's the amount of wealth you have.
That's Andre Perry, author of Know Your Price, Valuing Black Lives and Property in America's Black Cities. White residents have seven times the wealth compared with Black residents, which impacts health, education, and future stability, he says. A quick history lesson. Redlining maps and housing policies from the 1930s were discriminatory. Red meant undesirable or neighborhoods with Black, Italian, or immigrant residents. Green meant desirable or neighborhoods with mostly white residents. Jeff Hornstein, executive director at the Economy League, framed it like this.
You can pretty much map every disparity onto those maps.
Like this shocking statistic, which the Economy League recently published. There is a $57 billion cumulative property value gap between majority white neighborhoods and Black or Latino neighborhoods in Philadelphia. Local experts and advocates are aware and pushing for more programs like Turn the Key, which trains Black and Brown developers to build housing who can later sell to more Black and Brown communities. That is one step. Another, Hornstein says, is to use the $11 billion in donor-advised funds in Philadelphia to invest in communities that need it most.
A lot of money, a lot of problem. Those two things need to be married.
Not gentrify, he explained, but reinvest and build.
I want our poverty rate to come down because we've lifted people up.
Vicky Diaz-Camacho, WHYY News.